Good morning.
Workplace safety is a very timely topic right now with the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia.
Yes, it is. That's an incident that should never have happened had laws and regulations that were already in place been enforced and employers been doing what they should have been doing.
By the year 2010, I think a lot of people would assume that the workplace is safer than ever. What would you just say to that?
I would say that by 2010, we were hoping that that would be so. This is 40 years since the Occupational Safety and Health Act was enacted by Congress at the behest of workers, and currently we have some legislation before Congress, the Protecting America's Workers Act, which is the last piece of legislation that Senator Kennedy put forth before his passing recently, which will actually put some teeth back into OSHA and expand its capabilities.
So it's your contention that we have the laws in place, but there's no follow-up, or little follow-up, or at least not to your satisfaction.
Well, we have some laws in place. There's been some active work to not allow us to increase the law, to increase the amount of protections, and update the types of technologies that we have now available to us in the 21st century that we didn't have back in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s when a lot of the testing was done. But so we have some in place, but it's not being actively enforced because they don't have enough staffing.
Now, in 2008, and I'm assuming these are the most recent numbers available, 93,500 people in Wisconsin were injured on the job. 77 people were killed. Put those numbers in perspective for us. Is that high? Is it low? Is it somewhere in between?
Well, first of all, those are the most recent officially recognized numbers. There is some debate due to the fact that there's a lot of underreporting and that there are a number of industries that aren't required to report their workplace injuries and so forth. We know for a long time that there have been between 100 and 150 fatal accidents in the workplaces for the past 30 years.
And that's in America, not just Wisconsin.
That's in America.
Just to be clear.
Right. What has changed has been the kind of accounting where they keep track of it and who they're allowed to keep track of and whose names they're allowed to release as actually being considered killed on the job.
We have no coal mines in Wisconsin, but what are the most dangerous workplaces here?
Well, we don't have any coal mines, but we do have quite a bit of mining and quarrying going on in the state of Wisconsin, which is very dangerous. We also do a lot of construction in the state of Wisconsin, and while construction workers make up about 5% of the general workforce, they account for approximately 20% of the workplace injuries and fatalities. So, and we also have a lot of machine shops, foundries, and forges that are still left in Wisconsin that are not in existence in a lot of other states. So we're still doing a lot of that heavy manufacturing, which often comes with a great deal of risk as well.
Jim Schultz, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call, Terry.